Welcome to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. You know, I'm fascinated by how businesses operate, and I'm very happy to learn about a new book with an interesting title, Engaging Leadership. Engaging is spelled with an I-N instead of an E-N. It's by business consultant Evan Hackel. Evan makes a case for the positive philosophy of engagement between management and personnel, and the idea is to bring inclusiveness into a company, which in turn builds success. Welcome, Evan, to America Weekend.
Great to be here, Valerie.
You know, this is a simple enough concept, right? So why do you think it's one that up until now really has not been embraced?
I think there are a lot of reasons. One is a false assumption that it takes time to engage people and to listen to people. And people today in business are super busy. But the reality is by taking that extra step and hearing what people think and putting together better plans and better visions and having everyone on board makes an organization grow at a much faster pace than if they simply, skip that step and move on and just say, hey, this is what we're doing. Everyone fall in line.
Okay.
And so, in addition to that, I think there's an ego issue where people feel like if they're asking people for their opinion or help, they feel like they're weak and that people won't follow them because they're asking people for their thoughts.
Right.
And that's a real problem because it's the exact opposite. The reality is when you ask people their opinions, they think of you as a much stronger leader than the other way around.
I agree with that, absolutely. And I'd love to know, Evan, what prompted you to sort of massage this idea and create this platform? Where did you see a disconnect with companies?
Well, I was very fortunate, and I worked for this company called CCA Global Partners. And when I joined, there were five of us. When I left, we were a $10 billion company. We grew at an average rate of 29%. And I knew what I did, and I knew how our company operated, and I saw the results. And then when I started consulting with companies and I started to see the disconnect and the poor results, it came to me very clearly what the issue was. And sort of this concept of engagement with an I, which is an I for involvement, really came as part of my personality and who I am and, you know, my experiences throughout life. And when I started to work with clients and start implementing tools to have them gather and have conversations with their franchisees, with their customers, with their employees, and watch the incredible results, I knew it was something that really needed to be talked about because it's not something that people talk about. People talk about engagement all the time.
Right.
But it's one-way engagement. It's not this concept of really honestly and openly looking for everyone to help create the future and the solutions to problems. And Valerie, I want to point out something because I think it's really important. Leadership isn't just about business. This is a business book, but the reality is these concepts work for anybody in any form of leadership role or anybody that wishes to be a leader. When you gain consensus, you create great things and people are willing to follow, whether or not you're just a kid in high school with a bunch of friends or whether you're running a business. Whatever it is you're doing, when you ask for help, you're going to make a better business or you're going to make a better relationship.
And this also applies to entrepreneurs, I would imagine, because really everything that we do is based on communication. And without that two-way street, it's a very lonely road. So I do believe that this book is for a large population, anybody that does business of any kind. There are big companies, Evan Hackel, that do a lot of team building exercises. They do retreats. They do conferences where they take people to nice islands and wine and dine them. But you're saying still that's still kind of one way. It's not really a collaborative effect. Is that correct?
It's absolutely correct. And what I've done some work with some very major multi-billion-dollar companies, and when you get in there, there's this hierarchy and, people are not willing to challenge the hierarchy. People aren't willing to share ideas, move up. The people at the top don't make that effort to go downstream. So I had a client, I don't really feel comfortable mentioning their name, but you know, they were in excess of $100 billion, and they had a dealer network. And I worked with them, did town hall meetings with their dealers to get input from their dealers, interviewed their staff, all the people involved with the dealer network, worked together and helped them craft a plan with a dealer advisory council and really engaging their dealer network in a huge way, and worked on building a plan. And it was interesting because the plan was incredibly successful, and they grew from over 3,000 dealers to over 4,000 dealers in about 3 years. And they and that's in large part because the dealers were so happy, they were spreading the word, and their business grew a lot. But what was really interesting to me is when I made the presentation to the very senior people, what I heard from the entire team was, we've worked with McKinsey before, we've worked with Boston Consulting and Bain before, and every time a consultant comes in here, they give us ideas, but we never do anything with them. Mm-hmm. But these ideas aren't your ideas. These ideas are our ideas.
Great.
And that's why they implemented them. In fact, when we made the presentation, I actually had the team make the presentation with me as opposed to the consultant making the big presentation. Mm-hmm. So it can this concept can work in big companies. It can work in small companies. But it's difficult in big companies. It's, you know, when you have tens of thousands of employees, to make the effort is incredibly difficult, but definitely can be done.
I'd love to know, that's a great success story, but I'd love to know the resistance you may have encountered where you go to partners in a company and explain the collaborative effort and the engagement rather than engagement, and they say, what are you, crazy? It doesn't work. That's not how we do it around here. Have you encountered that kind of resistance?
I encounter it all the time. And a lot of times I find myself moving on from clients. There's just a fear of being, I say this kind of in the nicest of way. I think most people have this sort of ingrained fear of being caught as a phony.
Right.
And you find people just afraid of, oh no, if we do this and what if we don't like what we hear? What if we find out that we're doing the wrong things? Which, in my opinion, is the greatest thing you could ever find out, because you fix them and then you grow. Mm-hmm. There's tremendous resistance. And there are different personalities, different types of people. And there's certain people that really like to be authoritarian. And I say this in my book, and I honestly mean it. You can run a very successful business not being engaged. I just think you can run a much more successful business if you are engaged. I mean, there are a tremendous number of businesses that are successful with very domineering leadership that does not solicit input from anyone. Mm-hmm. But at the same token, when you get that input, better ideas move forward, people work together, visions are found, and you can grow it from my point of view, at a much, much faster pace.
There's a TV show that I'm sure you're aware of, Undercover Boss, where the CEO of a company goes into the main population, see how operations are going, but also to meet and communicate with their workers. It's kind of a kinder way of dealing with business. Is this a trend that you see towards this kind of activity?
I think great companies and great leaders have people that spend time, not maybe as an undercover boss, but in the trenches and working in the front lines, not obviously every day. Almost all of my clients I work with, I try to get them to have their senior management spend time a couple days a year in the field. And I think that is an important trend. I think what Undercover Boss, what I've watched, has shown me is that companies aren't sharing their vision. They're not sharing the whys. They're sharing the do's. Do this, do this, do this, do this. But when someone doesn't understand the why and they don't absorb its importance, the do's don't happen the way people expect.
Absolutely. Well, this is very enlightening and illuminating. I like to use the I instead of the E, Evan Hackel. In the last moments that we have, give me one quick way to improve communication within companies.
I would say that the quickest and easiest way to improve communication within companies is for management to simply go invite people to lunch and start talking to people that they don't normally talk to, so that you're not just talking with the people that you directly report to or report to you, that you go out and you start listening and talking to people. Just take them to lunch and ask them how things are going. That's about as simple a way as you can start the process, and I think people would be blown away with what they'll hear.
Absolutely. It's great advice. Evan Hackel, author of Engaging Leadership. Evan is the founder of Engage Consulting, based in Massachusetts. Thanks for joining us on America Weekend, Evan.
Thank you, and everyone have a terrific weekend.
Valerie Smaldone on the Envision Radio Network.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's one of the most important rules when it comes to raising kids? It's called the you get what you earn rule, and here's the social science of it. Professors at universities have noticed a trend. More and more students are coming in asking their teachers to change their grade to a higher one.
Give it to me!
And when teachers don't comply,
give it to me!
Students are rather, well, indignant.
Give it to me now!
Children who have received a lifetime of things just for the asking tend to develop a expect more than you earn attitude.
I want it.
No need to work for it, just ask for it. So parents, back to the basics. Children must learn that praise and privileges follow appropriate hard work, and punishment follows inappropriate work. What's the cheap psychological trick? Children who learn that actions have consequences do better in life. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Just a few weeks after John moved into his new house, one of his neighbors backed her car into his fence. The damage was extensive, but the neighbor said she'd get it fixed right away. Being new in the neighborhood, John didn't want to ruffle any feathers, so he waited. But after a year of asking the neighbor politely to fix the fence, John finally sued the woman. Who do you think will win and why? The final verdict after this.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
So, does the neighbor have to pay for John's fence? No. In most states, the statute of limitations for property damage lawsuits is 1 year. John shouldn't have waited so long. And that's the final verdict.